you want to fight? Do you want to fight?
Stop. Stop being so mean.
Welcome, welcome. I am your host, Sonia D of the Mad Chronically Ill Girl podcast. This is the first podcast of the new year, and I would personally like to take this opportunity to say thank you to all of the listeners that we've gained over the past year in 2019. And I would like to thank people who are tuning in today for the first time. This is the first podcast of the year. And 2019 was a pretty good year for the podcast. It was our first year. It started off pretty slow, and as we started to gain momentum, more people started checking in and listening in. So we only hope to double and triple the amount of listeners and followers that we have. We welcome everyone, not just those who are disabled or chronically ill, to tune in and, you know, get a different perspective. So we hope that you can share this podcast with friends and listen to us on any of your favorite devices and on your favorite apps to listen to podcasts. So thank you again. We have a lot of big shows planned for this year with bigger guests, bigger everything. 2020 for season 2 of the Mad Chronically Ill Girl podcast will be starting off now. So what is the topic today? Well, ableism is ugly. You know, I can remember the first time I heard that word ableism. I even remember where I was. In the dark recesses of the human conditioner, in other words called Tumblr, I found out what that word meant as I had saw it for the first time. I had a hard time understanding the concept for a few minutes, but then I was able to read examples of what ableism actually was. And I thought to myself, wow, they have a name for this. Finally. And what is the definition? Ableism is discrimination and social prejudice against people with disabilities or who are perceived to have disabilities. Ableism characterizes persons as defined by their disabilities and as inferior to the non-disabled. On this basis, people are assigned or denied certain perceived ability, skills, or character orientations. So that is the definition of ableism. So let's get to the actual story here. A young disabled black woman named Imari ordered food from DoorDash, a food delivery service. She paid extra money to have the food directly delivered to her due to her disability, which would have caused her undue hardship, to go downstairs and get it herself. The driver arrived, calling her and asking her to come downstairs to the door because he had chosen to park his vehicle in a fire lane. Imari told the driver that she was disabled and also reminded that same driver that she had paid extra for the delivery service to her door. She told him that he needed to deliver the food and the service she had actually paid for. This didn't go over well with the driver. He argued with her. Imari even stated in later tweets that the doorman even offered to watch the driver's car. But that still wasn't good enough for him, and the driver was even rude to the doorman. So Imari went to Twitter and complained, as many people do. Complain about different services they did or didn't get. She even showed pictures of the parking lot outside that show where there were plenty of spaces where the driver could have parked his vehicle, not necessarily in a fire lane. He didn't have to park there, which is illegal, and I don't have to tell you guys, a very expensive ticket. Now, Imari, while she got some support from people, the backlash was swift. I have a few tweets here and responses from people who decided that Imari was the one in the wrong. And she says here, it's from Kayla, "You're so disingenuous. Your initial tweet and interaction did not focus on DoorDash, but rather the driver. You were willing to cost a low-wage worker their job over DoorDash issues." And to that, Imari responded, "Yeah, because I was trying to get my effing food. And by the way, I told off DoorDash for the circumstances that makes these issues impossible, and encourage drivers to unionize. Just say you hate disabled people and go. Great comeback. There were others who supported her, like Ariel Rose said, disabled people, colon. When I pay for a service like delivery, I actually need it done as agreed. A surprising number of able-bodied people. Yes, it is actually disabled people who are oppressing the workforce with their needs. Hashtag delivering ableism. Great tweet, Ariel. And Amari had responded to... I'm sorry, Amani had basically responded to another guy named Paul, who said, wow, you're actually going to try to get someone fired because they can't afford a $300 fine to serve you? Such amazing entitlement. And she responded, and her name is Trutches and Spice, this jackass bypassed over 100 feet parking spaces just to fire the park in the fire lane. He wants a goddamn ticket. Wow. She stood her ground and told these idiots that wanted to argue, she told them all. However, there was one tweet that got me confused, and this was from a young woman who stated that there was no law that actually forced companies to accommodate her. Where has she been living? What rock? Because the Americans with Disabilities Act is exactly that law. I believe it was signed in 1994. And that's exactly what the law does. It makes companies accommodate disabled people. That's just unbelievable. Crutches and Spice responded to us, I'm going to be fine, but it must be said. Demanding the service you pay for isn't an accommodation. Requiring accommodations aren't requesting special treatment. Inaccessibility is against the law. The Americans with Disabilities Act, or the ADA, needs to be enforced. She also, not surprisingly, by being a woman of color, a black woman, she received a slew of racist hatred for being a black disabled woman daring to speak out about ableism. Is anybody surprised? I am a black disabled woman myself, and I've had to deal with issues like this. Not all the time, though. There have been instances where people will literally jump over objects to go and open doors for you or do things to help you. But there are also people out there that believe that common courtesy is you asking for special treatment. I bring you my Target story. So I was just new to being in a wheelchair, and I was in my chair, and there were these two guys blocking the aisle. And I said, excuse me. But I knew the guy heard me, and it was two of them. One wasn't really blocking the aisle, but the other one clearly was. And he just refused to turn around, refused to acknowledge me, didn't look my way, nothing. I didn't think anything of it. I just kind of rolled away, going the other way, the long way around from where I had came. And as I turned around, I heard the other guy ask the one who was blocking the aisle, hey man, why'd you just stand there? You saw she wanted to go past. And he looked at the guy and he was like, you know, those people always want special treatment. I was not going to give her special treatment just because she's in a wheelchair. So it's special treatment to move out of someone's way of an aisle that you're blocking. And this is what gets me upset, because people claim that disabled people are entitled. We expect things to be done for us. At the same time, there's this inconsistency in this contradictory behavior that while we're disabled and somehow we expect things to be done for us, able-bodied people expect to do things for us. I literally have to tell people, do not open the door for me. I don't need you to do it. And then we'll turn around and say, see, look at those disabled people. They expect you to do it for them. I never asked anybody to open a door for me except for once. And I thank that person, but it is no longer necessary. That was in the beginning when I didn't know how to open doors. While I was in a wheelchair, it took a trick, and then I, learn how to do it for myself. And now I baffle people. It's actually funny. Nowadays, I'll even open the door for them, and they always stand there. It's like it does something to their brain that goes, rawr, rawr. You know, like, wait a minute. Why is she opening the door for me? I need to be opening the door for her. So I always find that interesting, where people's brains are just, they don't know how to handle someone opening the door for them. Okay, so I found something interesting on Twitter recently, and it was the hashtag ableism is ugly. If you have some time today and you're on Twitter, I urge you to go on Twitter and type in the hashtag ableism is ugly. And I'll just bring you some of the stories, the horrific stories that I read and of people they had to endure. A disabled woman stated that she had lots of support being disabled. You know, people would help her out and things like that. But the moment they found out she was pregnant, these same supportive people began to shun her because they thought she was being selfish for bringing a child into the world. And she was disabled. So she's okay as long as she's disabled by herself, sitting in the house, doing nothing, not bothering society. But as soon as she decides to get pregnant, all of a sudden it becomes the business of society to worry about what she's going to do with that child. And I actually saw something like that on YouTube. There's a popular channel in New Zealand that features people with disabilities. And they featured a young man and a young woman who were disabled and they decided to have a child. And it didn't take long for the comment section to be filled with people with this fake, faux concern about how she was holding her baby with her hand. Even though the baby neck was able to, you know, hold itself, all of these people who have no idea what they were talking about decided to, the comment section was literally littered with people saying, oh, she doesn't know what she's doing, and she doesn't need a baby, and she's being selfish, and what kind of baby is going to grow up in a disabled home? It got so bad that the company actually deleted the comments and disabled those comments. So there, another one is a customer got upset because a disabled employee was asked to fill up his cup at a self-service station. Now, mind you, this place is self-service, and this guy demanded a disabled employee to fill it up for him. So when the disabled employee say, well, sir, I'm going to have a hard time doing that, I'm disabled, the man yelled back at him, why would anybody want to hire a crip anyway to do this job? So what's wrong with your fingers? It's self-service. Why do you need someone to do it to you? I mean, again, for all you disabled people out there, for all you chronically, remember, we're the ones who's supposed to be entitled and expect people to do everything for us, when actually the opposite is true, that more disabled people are actually very independent and don't rely on the world to do things for us. It's how we get along. Again, I have to insist that people don't open doors for me. It is like, I don't need you to do that. And they'll just, I saw a guy jump over a bench one day to run to the door. I had to just stop and start laughing at the guy, because I'm just like, that was just the most ridiculous scene I've ever seen. And not that I'm not grateful, but I'm just like, wow, if I was just a woman walking in without a wheelchair, you would have paid me no attention. If you see us outside, then chances are we pretty much know what we're doing. Okay, we don't need you to help us. Again, it's that contradictory behavior of able-bodied people expecting to do everything for us and then saying, look at all the things we have to do for them. They are the ones who are entitled. It is maddening. There's another story here. One young lady said that she was told she was too young to have a disability when she needed a cab. And the driver said, well, my brother had a stroke and he can do more things than you, and people like you make me sick. Wow. Again, if you have a story, hit us up on our Facebook page, the Mad Chronically Ill Girl Podcast, and we will post them and feature them on an upcoming show. We want to continue talking about ableism, as it's clear that we can't get away from the topic when you're talking about issues that face the disabled community. Ableism is always going to be a part of that. So this will be an ongoing topic for us here. So 1 in 4 Americans live with a disability. That's 25% of us. That's 61 million Americans. And 10 minutes before I hopped on this podcast, I actually responded to a man on Twitter who actually had the audacity to say, well, why should anybody rush to help disabled people? They only make up 2% of the population. You know, why should we have to make accommodations for them when it's so few of them? No, 1 in 4, not 2%, 25%, 61 million Americans are disabled, okay? That's a huge chunk of us. So if there's so many of us, why so much ableism in the country? I mean, you would think if 1 out of 4 every American is disabled, you would think that people would know how to deal with our community. Why do people tend to equate disability with trying to get something for nothing or laziness? Why do people not see us as they see themselves? They see being able-bodied as normal, and disabled people are somewhere else on that spectrum, probably the opposite of whatever normal is. It's crazy. I've had people try to rationalize this and state that since there are so few of us, like I just said, then why should the world have to fit to our specifications? They see it the other way around. We should try to fit into their world. Does that make sense to you? Should blind people suck it up? Should the hearing impaired have to just deal with a society that can hear? Should they just have to live in a society where there are no captions for them? Or for the visually impaired to have no braille? Or people in wheelchairs, should we just stay home because it's so difficult to navigate the outdoors? And hell, with the case of the what we've been talking about, even getting food is too much to ask for some people because of what happened in our case here. I mean, she couldn't even get the guy to deliver the food to her door. So hell, even staying home is going to be difficult in this world. So when you have people at DoorDash that won't even deliver your food to your front door without being entitled, then sounds like staying at home isn't even an option if you're hungry. One guy on Twitter even stated that maybe she should cook for herself and F off. Well, what's good for the geese is good for the gander, so why don't you cook at home every day and never go out? I mean, it's just silly and ridiculous the things that people, disabled people, chronically ill people, people of color, what we all have to deal with when we just say equal. I mean, D.L. Hughley said something about a year ago, and he said, if you want to start an argument with somebody, just say the word fair. Just say, treat me fair. And in so many ways, he is so correct, because in so many ways that just saying, hey, this isn't equal, let's make it equal, is enough to drive some people to just an insane amount of anger. And they just like, equal? What's that? You know, it's entitlement to ask for equality. So what happened to this young lady was wrong. Even taken away from her being disabled, she still paid for that service to have her food delivered to her door. Not to the doorman. Not to the front desk, not to outside, not down the hall, to her front door. She paid extra for that and didn't get it. Instead, she was called lazy for not going downstairs and picking up her own food. She was the one who was wrong when it was the driver who parked illegally in a fire lane. She was the one who was called racist names because she dared to speak up for herself. Something that everybody has a right to do, I thought. And some of the people complaining, I'm sure they've done it too. And yet she was said that, oh, you're trying to take jobs away from people. You're trying to get the guy fired. You're being a bully. All because she complained because she paid for a service she didn't get? Being disabled doesn't mean that one is lazy or even entitled. It doesn't mean that you're looking for people to treat you differently or if you're special. It should mean creating a society that everyone has access to. It means to get rid of the word normal, realizing that no one fits under that description. Normal should not be the standard that everyone should live up to. We should learn to accept people as they are, with that factor being the only normal thing to be aspired to. We shouldn't berate people to conform to one thing. We should teach our children to accept people just the way they are. I encourage you to follow her on Twitter, where she's known as Crutches and Spice. She has a wickedly funny Twitter, and she's incredibly intelligent. I apologize if I messed up her name, but she is Crutches and Spice on Twitter. Please, please, please follow her. I highly recommend it for all the latest updates and information for disabled and chronically ill people. Highly, highly recommend. Again, I apologize to her deeply if I had butchered her name. And with that, I'm going to sign off as the Mad Chronically Ill Girl. Join us soon for our next episode. We're going to have some distinguished guests and another very interesting topic coming your way in an interview that I'm dying to share with you guys. Until next time, thank you. Stay angry, stay upset, stay involved.
Stop. Stop being so mean.